But King David was someone that had lots of passion, high energy, task-oriented. And he did not stop before anything if he wanted to accomplish what he has set his sight upon. That's a good thing, and that's a bad thing. Because in his life, he sometimes would set his sight on things less than admirable, downright sinful, and downright prison-worthy. Because King David, as much as he loved God, King David was full of human passion, full of human desire, and his heart, from time to time, would take over and would take him into adultery and even murder. But this is what King David did. Regardless of the state that he found himself in, he reminded himself of who walks life with him. If he has forgotten everything else, he often reminded himself that his maker, the one that has fashioned him, and he talks about that in Psalm 139, that has foreseen him before he was even made, and as he was made in the womb of his mother, God saw his days and ordained every one of them and has put purposes for his life. He remembered that God, his maker, has placed a covenant journey with him. And regardless of where he was in life, he poked his soul, he pinged his soul, and said to himself, "You better get up and get ready to praise that covenant maker. Because regardless of where my human desires, my fallen state has taken me in, there is a covenant journey walker that comes alongside me, picks me up, steadies me, and walks the rest of the path with me." And so he writes Psalm 103 as a wise, matured man who through life has done much to fall and much to stand up and much to stumble and much to try to steady himself. But in the end, he was sure of one thing. Regardless of his failures, there is one that never fails. Regardless of his weak state, there is one that was always strong. Regardless of his sinful nature that boxed him in an imaginary box, there was one that could always break those imaginary walls, take him out of there and put him on a solid ground, taking him out of the miry clay and putting him on a foundation that cannot be shaken. So he writes Psalm 103. And he writes it not so much to God, but he writes it to his soul, awakening his soul to the realization who the journeyman that accompanies him through life is. So I thought, this morning. It might be time that we awaken our soul and begin to speak to our soul with the encouragement, picking ourselves up, not out of the miry clay, because we cannot do that, not out of the pit, because we cannot do that, but picking ourselves up to the realization that there is one that has made a covenant with you that is never broken. This covenant maker is not looking for a clause to get out of the contract that he signed with you. Just because you somehow failed him this week, just because you didn't really do the best you can, just because, and you can list this morning many just because David actually does it right here in the psalm. But this covenant maker that walks the journey, the life's journey with you, is not looking for a clause to get out of the contract, but is looking for your faithfulness to stretch your hand to him and say, I cannot walk this thing without you, but you can even carry me on, and I can trust you that you will never break the covenant with me. So I want to read you the first few verses, and I'll invite you to respond to that covenant maker. David says this to his soul. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Or it also reads in King James, bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, bless and praise may not mean much in this culture nowadays, but what it really meant in the Hebrew culture is you come with such deep reverence to God that you bend your knee and you kneel down before God. You come in a state of total submission to him. And in that state, he can cover it all. He can take it over from there. But if we come in a state where we think we can handle it all, and only here and there we need him to step in and then get out, then you're going to fall, just like David did many times. But if you remember daily that if we come before him on a bended knee and submit your life to him, then the covenant maker that is not looking for clauses to get out of the contract that he made with you will make sure he is faithful to you. So David begins poking his soul, pinging his soul, calling on his soul to awaken to that realization and saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. Let all my inmost being, all of that thing that lives for eternity, it has a beginning when the Maker fashioned it in my mother's womb, but it has no end. That inmost being, that soul that will never end, that soul that is offered a covenant contract that is not broken, that will never be broken. If we say yes to God, he will never break his covenant with you, ever. And I know some of us here may not know yet that covenant maker, that contract journeyman that wants to come alongside you to do life with you. But I'm telling you, if you put your trust in him, he will never break his covenant with you. And he'll make sure you successfully end this earthly journey and you transition into the next side of heaven. with Him and in His presence. Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise. Come on bended knee, bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. And the Lord here is Yahweh. It is that unpronounceable name that the people of God have assigned to God, because they came to Him with such fear and reverence that they didn't even want to pronounce His name. But that name was the covenant name of God. And that is the name that David uses in Psalm 103. That God, that covenant name of God, we praise. We call upon this morning. We give our lives to. And we say, we want to join life with You. And although I fall, You are faithful. And You will see me through. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And O my soul, when you praise Him, don't forget even one of His benefits. Remember them all. And the people of God used to do piles of stones to remind them of the journeys, of the miraculous exits that God has given them. And many times, if He would show Himself up to one of the patriarchs, or when He led them through the Red Sea and parted the waters, they would do those memorials with the stones so they would remember that God acted upon their behalf and great benefit came out of that. So this morning, as we continue to worship in a bit, I want you to awaken your soul to the realization that God has always been working in your life for your benefit. He brings good things to you. For He wants to bless you. For you are His child. Begin to remember the benefits of God that He has freely poured on you. And I know beyond a doubt that even if you have not started your journey with this covenant maker yet, He has already shown you His benefits to you. Your life somehow has goodness, has value, has purpose. This is all the deeds of that covenant maker, that Yahweh, that God, who we revere, to whom we come in fear, in such deep adoration, whose name is the Lord, whose name means I will never break my covenant with you. That God, this morning, is inviting you to join Him on the life's journey so He will see you through successfully till the heaven's gates. My soul, David reminds his innermost being, forget not all His benefits. Forget not that He forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases. I know where you are in life this morning, but I'm sure there are a few of us here that still suffer. We are on this side of heaven. We are in marred physical bodies. So we go through things in life. Yet we have a covenant maker that had pledged healing to us. That covenant maker, God the Father, sent God the Son, who died on the cross to take up your iniquities and your sicknesses, and they were nailed to the cross. So your sickness is also nailed to the cross. And this morning, there is grace in His house to forgive and to heal. But oh my soul, I need my soul to awaken to the realization that we have to step out of the imaginary box that we build around ourselves and keep ourselves there and not explore and go into the deep waters where God has prepared good things for his children. And my soul, David says in verse 4, remember that he redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. By the way, love the word, the meaning of the word crowns you. As I looked into the Hebrew, crowns means to encircle. To encircle you. We don't have an understanding of a crown nowadays. We don't really use a crown. So many of us read those verses as a very beautiful, poetic expression. But we don't realize that it is a reality that we actually walk daily. And so what David is saying is, I have seen it and I know it and I'm spirit inspired to write it for the people of God down the generations to come and the millennia to come, that they need to understand that the covenant maker God encircles you with love and compassion. So when we walk in life, and things look so desperate, people around us not so kind and not so compassionate, yet remind your soul that there is a covenant maker that loves you beyond anything that you can imagine, who not only loves you, but he encircles you in what we call often with a hedge of protection. And that hedge of protection is actually angelic hosts that he sends on your behalf that actually fight the wars for you as you walk into the territories that he has sent you and given you the authority to rule over. And because he encircles you, not with just a poetic phrase, but a real angelic hosts, warriors, his angels that look beat up, not just pretty wingy pictures that we draw of them. But in Daniel, we get a picture of what an angelic host looks like, a warrior that has been sent to fight on behalf of the people of God and to bring the message to Daniel. And that angel looked fearsome and he was a warrior. And he said, I fought for you and I will continue to go back to fight. I only took a short reprieve so I can bring you the message of God and encourage your soul. So be encouraged this morning. He has encircled you with his angelic hosts, angels, that the Bible calls them, they are serving angels to those that have believed, to those that have put their trust in that covenant maker. And I want to encourage you, if you're here today and you do not know yet this covenant maker, this God that has overseen the formation of you while you were still in your mother's womb, that have overseen your life to this point, but you still don't know him as your Lord and your Savior. Today is the best day of your life, because this news is as real as ever, and you can come and walk into his protection. And what we are talking about here, being encircled by angelic hosts that makes sure that the love and compassion of God is real for you, will become a reality for you today. So we will have time around the altar where you can respond to my invitation to come and actually invite this covenant maker to enter into a covenant with you. For he has already extended that invitation to you and is only waiting for you to get on the journey with your God, Lord, and Savior. That one, the covenant maker God, who encircles you with love and compassion, is that God who satisfies your desires, not just needs, not just extreme needs, and some needs are not covered, but he goes beyond the needs and beyond the difficult circumstances, and he takes you into a land full of promise, full of milk and honey. It is the promised land of being with God. That covenant maker has already entered in a contract with you to satisfy your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And do you know what that refers to? It refers to that soul within you, that eternal being that has a beginning, no end. You house the eternal being. You, your flesh, is only a garment over the spirit being that you are. And that spirit being, as it walks with the covenant maker, desires according to his stirrings in your heart. And he delights to give the desires that you have as you bless and adore him. And as he pours those beautiful benefits on you, then your inner being is being renewed, and you never get tired and never get weary. For he refreshes your soul. If I can have the prophetic team, those that are willing to come and pray for others, I'm inviting you to come to the front. And I want to extend an invitation this morning to those of us that are weary, that are tired. Life hasn't treated you well here lately, and you had forgotten that you have entered in a covenant with your maker, who makes sure he encircles you with love and compassion. And he provides even the desires of your heart. I want to invite those of you that have been bitten up and are standing heavy under the circumstances of your life to come and just seek for reprieve. Come to the front. Those of you that have physical ailments that have just been plaguing you for a while, come here. Let us pray over you. Let us, a body of Christ, pray together and call on that God that both forgives and heals. Let today be a new refresher day for you.
This morning I woke up with a dream that there were people that were standing and they were dead inside. They just felt like they were dead, as though they were beyond any kind of joy or life. And as I, in this particular dream, as I approached them, there was like a sense of the power of the Lord hitting them, and all of a sudden there was life in them. So I submit that.
Yeah. Stay here, Alexia. Some of us sometimes get in places where we feel there is absolutely no life and we cannot get even a source of prayer to come out, to even call on to God. This is a place that is safe and welcoming. And if you feel in a situation where you're stuck and you feel so deprived of life, there is no spiritual spark anywhere in you, there is grace this morning in this house. God is here and He wants to revive you. And I'm asking Alexia to stay here and to stand. Those of you that identify with maybe that sort of parched desert experience of the soul, come to the front and we'll pray for you. Because sometimes we truly need somebody else to pray over us so we can just lift ourselves into the presence of God. So come and allow God to refresh you, even through somebody praying over you for that.
Sorrow be washed away. I want Louise to share a vision that she had as she came today to church.
This morning during worship, I was just asking the Lord, what are you doing in this room? I like to ask him that, and lots of times I'll just see something in the spirit about what he's doing while we're worshiping him. And this morning, I saw a rather unique picture. What I saw was a toilet and a pail with a bunch of cleaning supplies in front of it. And the odd thing was that the toilet looked perfectly clean, but there was all these different cleaners, and the emphasis was on the different types of cleaners. And the Holy Spirit began to talk to me about the fact that if we are in Christ, we are already clean. But that when we come in, particularly on a Sunday morning, we tend to suddenly remember the things we've done during the week that aren't so great, or things from long time ago that come to your mind and think, oh, I can't enter the presence of the Lord today because I blew it somewhere somehow. And that the Holy Spirit was emphasizing the different cleaners as the different ways he speaks to and works with each one of us. Not that we're not already forgiven in Christ, but he knows your life may need some refinement. And if you need that, he will come and meet you in a place of cleansing how you actually need it. But the way we sing in that song, Oceans, I will keep my eyes above the waves. What the Holy Spirit began to share with me was, if you can stop looking in Sunday morning at, oh, I can't come in here, I'm unworthy, or I'm dirty, or I need to be cleansed somehow before I can even communicate with the Lord. If we kept our eyes above the wave and looked at the Lord instead of our stain, what would we see? What would we see in Christ? What would the possibilities be? And immediately, the Lord showed me he had a clipboard, and it was full of pages, and every page had writing on it front and back. And it's a life story. It's your life story. It's my life story. And the Lord flipped to a certain page, and he's like, right here, in this sentence, in this line, this is where you are right now. This is where you're living. And I want to tell you about your story. I want you to know I have so much to share with you and so much to tell you. So the Lord's encouragement to you today is that if you're feeling like you need a little cleanup, just come and tell him, and he's got the right cleaner and he'll clean you up. But lift your eyes above the waves and let him share with you that he has a wonderful life story for you, and he wants to share that with you today and in the upcoming days.
Amen. Amen. David says something very similar to what Louise just shared with us. Again, in Psalm 103, he says, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us." Often what we do is we hang those vision boards in our minds where we put pictures of all kinds of cleaners we think that we need to scrub our soul with. And I'm going to tell you that regardless of how much we scrub our souls, we cannot scrub them clean enough. Because even our righteousness is like rags to God. But he has already scrubbed them because he had washed us in the blood of his son, Jesus Christ, who died in your place. His righteousness now is given as our righteousness, as a cloak all the way around. That doesn't mean that we are not walking in his footprints that he has left for us to follow, but it means that as we stumble and get out of his footprints, he still scoops us up, puts us on the right path. But what we do is we put vision boards full of cleaners, full of things that we need to scrub,
And there is no place in the vision board that we make for ourselves for God's purposes in our lives. And this morning, the word of God to us is, allow God to put new pictures on your vision board, to put His beautiful purposes for us, for you. Begin to take off the cleaners, those toilet scrubbing things. Take them off your vision board and begin to glue the pictures of His purposes for your life. And if you find yourself this morning where all you see of yourself is a dirty sinner, not worthy, how can God use me? There is no way I'm in His will. I invite you to just leave this burden today here. Don't you dare walk outside with that type of attitude, because it will bring you down to the ground if you continue to walk like that. But there is freedom this morning, and He can do that for you. So I invite you to come and pray for that liberation. This morning. That doesn't mean that we're going to stop praying around the altars, and doesn't mean that you cannot continue to come to the front. Just to be good steward of your time, we will conclude, but we'll still continue to pray. We would like to meet with the first time
guests this morning in the hospitality room. As you came in, it's immediately to your right. And we're looking forward to seeing you next Sunday as well. Father, we're inviting you now to walk with us and journey with us into this week that is coming. We pray that our souls are revived this morning so we can remember your benefits, that we can remember that you encircle us with your compassion, with your love, and that you send your angels as a hedge of protection that stand around us, and you've placed them as guards and as warriors, that we can do life empowered by your Holy Spirit. I'm praying that you would bless all of us as we walk out this door, that we will be victorious in your name, that as we walk into the marketplace, we will be a beacon of hope to those that do not know you, that are fighting against sin and death and sickness. Father, I'm praying that we, as your children, would take the life into the streets of this community, and we will begin to experience what the first Pentecostal church experienced. Your word being confirmed with signs and miracles empowered by your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray all of that, and we ask you that you would go victorious with us in the streets of our community. Amen. You're dismissed.
This is true. king of all.